It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Smashing Machine with Dwayne Johnson recalling his wrestling days, but this time he plays the mixed martial artist Mark Keir, whose fame gets the best of him. Not in the self-congratulatory fashion, but in the substance abuse and relationship fashion, his Jungle Cruise co-star Emily Blunt plays his girlfriend turned wife, Dawn Staples. At times we can tell it's The Rock, while at other times he might look like a different actor with the hair and makeup, and all times we're convinced that his portrayal of Mark, and you better believe this wrestler took steroids, painkillers, and other drugs during his career. The weakest parts of The Smashing Machine, in my opinion, regard the scenes of his complicated relationship, which are raw but annoying with all the screaming, but outside them we're able to see Mark in his fighting days, especially his friendship with another fighter named Mark Coleman, played by real-life mixed martial artist Ryan Bader, and the major tournament that determines his age and health. Written, edited, and directed by Benny Safdie, the movie allows Johnson to excel as an actor without going for the commercialism and cliches that was poorly displayed in Red One. The Smashing Machine is an entertaining movie. 3 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.